Daf Tesem and Aleph, we'll begin Chesem at Beis, 12 lines from the bottom of the two dots. So now we're returning to the Mishnah, the Halachas of Krishma. We had the Machloikis, when Krishma Shalaris, when the last time to recite it is. Chacham said Chatzais, Rabbi Gamliel said Amud HaShachar. Amar Yerom HaShmuel Halacha Ki Rabbi Gamliel. The Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, that really maker din Krishma can be recited the entire night. The way most Rishonim learn this psak and Halacha L'maisa, what we paskin is, which means even L'chadchila we say the Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. We paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, but that doesn't mean L'chadchila he can say it the entire night. L'chadchila it should be recited prior to Chatzais. What it means is that the B'tiyevid, if he did not say Krishma prior to Chatzos, it can be said the entire night up until Alois HaShachar. Tanya Rav Shimon Ben Yochai Yomer, Pam Sh'adam Koya Krishma Shtei Pam B'Laila. Sometimes it can turn out a person says Krishma two times at night, Achas Kodim Sh'ala Amud HaShachar, one prior to Alois, V'achas La'achar Sh'ala Amud HaShachar, one after Alois, V'yoytz Bem Yedei Chayvosta, Achas Shal Yom, V'achas Shal Laila. And he can yaitza Krishma at night and Krishma in the day. He says one right before Alois HaShachar, one right after. And he can be yaitza Krishma of the previous evening and of the next day. Frak the Gemara Gufa Kasha, it seems to be a steer. Amrat Pam Sha'adam Koyer Krishma Shtei Pam Balaila. You're saying he recites it twice at night. Alma La'achar She'alam HaShachar Lailahu. So apparently, therefore, you're considering this period of time between Alois and Netzach Hama to be nighttime. You're saying he is reciting Krishna two times at night. V'hadatani yaitza ben yidei chayvosa achas shal yom v'achas shal laila. And you're saying that it can be yaitza also the Krishna of the next day, alma yamamahu. So therefore, apparently if he's being yaitza the Krishna of the next day, then it's daytime, so it's a stira. Is it nighttime or daytime? Mora says, Loi lo oilam lailu. No, it means it's nighttime. It is nighttime. He's yaitza. Sometimes he can be yaitza by reciting Krishna two times at night, this period of time. Really, I'll tell you, it's considered nighttime. Vahada karla yam ai. How can you say that he's yaitza the Krishna of the next day? Diki incha the kaima vahishaita. Because it's sufficient to be considered of kumecha. The mitzvah of Krishna is not night and day, it's vashachva of kumecha. So really, I'll tell you that this period of time is really considered to be nighttime. But why? How can it be yaitza Krishna of the next day? Because it's kumecha. Because there are people who arise at that hour, so that's sufficient to be considered kumecha, and hikmi yaitza the Krishna of the following day. Amar Ravach Bar Chanin, Amar Vishu Ben Levi, Halacha Kirshim Ben Yechai. He said that is the halacha, that in that period of time after Alois HaShachar, before Netz, he can be yaitza the Krishma of the next day. Now, as we'll see later that, however, it does not start immediately with Alois. It's Mishiyakir. But we'll cut to that a little bit later. Some learn it referring to the following. This Anya Rav Shem Ben Yochai Yomer Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Pamim Shadam Kar Krishma Shtei Pam B'Yayim. Sometimes he can recite Krishna two times in the day, during the day. Achas Kainam HaNetzachama, one before HaNetzachama, La'achar, V'achas La'achar HaNetzachama, and one after the Netz. V'yaitz Ben Yedei Chayvos Achas Shal Yom Achas Shal Laila. And he can be yaitz the Krishna of Yom and of Laila, and of the nighttime. So as long as it's prior to Netzachama, he can be yaitza Krishma of the previous night. Right, the Gemara is a similar question. You're saying sometimes he recites a Krishma twice during the day. So therefore, you're considering that the period of time before the Netzachama is considered daytime. Even though it's not the full sunrise, it's still considered daytime. You're calling it daytime. And therefore you're considering it to be nighttime. So what is this period of time? More answers. Really, I'll tell you that this period of time really is considered to be daytime. Because why is it called nighttime? Because there are people who do sleep during that time. They are sleeping at that time, and that's sufficient to be considered a v'shachbacha. Really, I'll tell you that this period of time after Aloyes, as long as it's after Aloyes, is really considered to be daytime. It's considered to be daytime, not like the previous memra where we consider it to be nighttime. It's considered daytime. And therefore, legabi other mitzvahs, as Tosfos points out, other Rishonim argue on this, but as Tosfos points out, that according to the previous memra, the period of after Aloyes is considered nighttime. So legabi tefillin, it would be considered nighttime. Legabi other mitzvahs is considered nighttime. And therefore, it's only legabi krishma that is considered daytime because it's considered kumecha. But legabi tefillin and tzitzis would be considered nighttime. Now, according to this memra, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, the period after Aloyes, even though it's before Hanetzachama, is considered to be daytime, and legabi shar mitzvahs is daytime. Why can you be yotze according to this krishma of night at this time? Because there are people who are still sleeping at that period of time, which is sufficient to be considered over shachbacham. I declare the lila dikin shda gan ba'ishtakim. Amr v'acha v'rabbi chenin amr v'shuban levi halacha k'rishim v'sham v'shum rabbi kiva. And he said, that's the halacha. That's the halacha that it could be recited at that period of time. Of course, as the poskim can point out, that's only b'shas atchak and of noinus, but certainly not l'chadchila, and certainly not intentionally. But b'shas atchak, then that could be considered to be still of a shachbuchot v'yotze the krishma of the previous night. Omer of Zera, however, b'vachal yimer hashkivein, he cannot say hashkivein. In that period of time, he cannot recite hashkivein. So the way Rashi learns it means it's referring to that if he learns, he says krishma of nighttime in somoch la'amud ha'shachar. Now, even though he's saying it's going on the first memra, that even though it's the still before Aloyes, but it's somoch to amud ha'shachar, it's somoch to Aloyes, you cannot say Ashkivena. Tosfos argues on that and he says, no, we're referring to this latter memra. We're referring to the latter memra, that's Mishum Rabbi Akiva, that we're talking about the krishma of Arvis of the nighttime, and it's after Aloyes HaShachar, even though he can say the krishma, but he cannot say Ashkivenu because that's not a time of going to sleep. It's after Aloyes HaShachar. Ki also Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosi Amar Hadar Rav Acha bar Rav Chanina Amar Yeshua ben Levi La Beferish Itmar. It wasn't said explicitly. Ela Miklali Itmar. We learned it out from a klal. Dahu Zuga Dorabana Dishtak and Bichlul the Bray Dor Yeshua ben Levi. So they were at the Chasana and they drank at the Chasana of the son of Yeshua ben Levi and they didn't say Krishma. Also the Kamad Yeshua ben Levi Amar Kedai Rav Shimon Lismach Ala Bishas Atchak. That it's Kedai. You can rely on Bishas Atchak. That even though it's after all, it's a shachar, they can still recite the krishma of the previous evening. So the Mishnah said that Rav Gamliel said that krishma can be recited until Aloyes HaShachar, and there was a maaser that the bond of his sons came from Beis HaMishnah, and they did not say krishma, so they asked their father, can they say krishma? Maaser shebana banav. Frankly, more about Hashem Leshmilo Hadar Rav Gamliel. So till now they didn't know what the shita of their father Rav Gamliel was. What are they asking now, dafke at this time after this chasana? More answers. Hachi kamale rabbanam pligyalava. The chachamim they argue on. And therefore, should we paskin not like Shabbosin like them? V'yachaz Ramalach Yerabim, and therefore the halacha would follow the chachamim, and therefore we would not be able to recite krishma. Oydil merabbanan kavasech svir lehu, or perhaps a rabbanan hold like you. Meikra din, they hold like you. V'hai dekuamar chatzoyis, why did they say chatzoyis? K'dei laharchi adam in avera, as a siag, to distance them from avera. Perhaps that essentially me'ikir adin midaraisa, they hold that of shach b'cha means the entire night, like you. Why did they say chatzayis? It's only to distance a person from the aver. Amr lehu, he answered, Rabban kavasi svir lehu, they hold like me. That me'ikir adin midaraisa can be recited the entire night. And therefore, since it's only a siyag, and now you're oinsim, it's still nighttime, v'chayav ma'atem. So you're mechuyiv to say krishma. Why was Chatzais mentioned as a harchaka? But with the Eved, where you didn't say Krishna before Chatzais, you say it now, you mechuyv to say it now after Chatzais. And Mishnah says not only this, but in other matters as well, when the Chacham said Chatzais, really, mekredin, it's the whole night. He said Chatzais, laharchek, is Adam and Avera. Now at this point in the Gemara, we're assuming that loizu bilvad omru is not the dialogue between Rabbi Gamliel and his sons, it's what Rebbe is saying, that the Mishnah is saying, Rebbe is saying, that not only in this case, but not only in this case did was Chatzais mentioned, but in other cases as well. Frakti Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel, Mika Omar, Chatzais, Diktani Loizu Bilvad Omru. How can Rebbe referring to Rabbi Gamliel and say, not only in this case did Rabbi Gamliel say, Chatzai to Rabbi Gamliel, never said Chatzais, the Chacham said Chatzais. The more answers, Hachi Kamal, Rabbi Gamliel, but hey, no, this is not Rebbe speaking. This is part of the dialogue between Rabbi Gamliel and his sons. And Hachi Kamal, Rabbi Gamliel, but hey, this is what, how he's speaking to his sons. Afil, the Rabbanan, the Kamal Chatzais, even the Rabbanan who said Chatzais, Mitzvah San Achi Allah, Abu Shach. It's only as Archaka, and not only by Krishma, but by other cases as well, when the Chacham said Chatzais, by Hector, Chalovim, Vayivorim, Cholen, Cholen, Liyom, Echad, Mitzvah, Sanachi, Elam, Rishachar. Why did they say Chatzais? Kedei Laharchik, Es Adam, Min Avera. Hector, Chalovim, so the Mishnah mentions the things, the other mitzvahs, which are Adam, Rishachar, and Chatzais is mentioned only as a siyag. Now it mentions, it says Hector Chalavim Kolay Nacholim Liyaymecha. Now it does not mention the Korban Pesach. And the Korban Pesach is not included in that category because the Korban Pesach is only eaten at night. It's not eaten Liyaym Echad. It's not eaten for the day and the night. It's different than the other Korbanas. It's different than the other Korbanas which are eaten only up until the next morning. By Korban Pesach, it's only in at night. So why wasn't Korban Pesach mentioned separately? Greg the Gemara, V'ilu achilas psochim loiketani. It doesn't mention psochim. So apparently, the Korban Pesach, mi'ikra dim in atayra, cannot be eaten until alois ha-shachar, because otherwise it should have been mentioned. Ivory minu krishma arvis, krishma at night and vahalel, b'leili psochim, and the reciting vahalel psochim, v'achilas pesach, and the eating of the korban pesach, mitzvos and achiale amud ha-shachar. The mitzvah is the entire night, and our mishnah is mashma not that way. The Torah says that the meat, the Korban Pesach, has to be eaten this night. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, never come to Laila Hazeh. It says in the Pasuk over here, Laila Hazeh. So we're going to make a gezerah shava. V'nemer lahalon, and it says va'avati be'etz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh. I'll pass through Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh, and referring to the makas b'chayrus. Ma lahalon achatzoyis, just like over there, it's referring. It happened that chatzoyis avkan ad chatzoyis. Here also, it's chatzoyis. So va'ochlo ha'basar, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, can only the meat can only be eaten until chatzoyis, only till midnight. That's the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And therefore, our Mishnah, which implies that the Korban Pesach, the mitzvah is not the entire night, would be following the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Omerli Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva argues, Zem of Eloi Farnem, Rabbi Chipozon, it has to be eaten in haste. At Shas Chipozon, when was the time that they were rushing out of Mitzrayim, the Shas Chipozon, the haste? That was until Shas Chipozon, which is Alois HaShachar, that's when they left Mitzrayim. So the Korban Pesach can be eaten the entire night. Imkein matamad loimer balayla. Why does it say balayla? Yochal yehin nechal kachim biyayim. So you might think that it can be eaten normally kachim shechta during the daytime. It can be eaten during the day. Tamad loimer balayla. Balayla hu nechal loim biyayim. It's balayla and not the previous day. We shecht the Korban Pesach yud dalan nisan ben arabayim in the afternoon. But it cannot be eaten at that time. It has to wait until nighttime, and that's when you can commence eating Korban Pesach. And according to Rabbi Akiva, it can be eaten the entire night. Bishlama Fraktigamura La Raza Ben Azariah, the Islaik Zereshava. He learns Zereshava, and it's only till Chatzois. It's Rechlemechtav Le Hazeh. That's why I say Halayl Hazeh, to learn out Zereshava, that it's only till Chatzois. Rabbi Akiva, hi, Hazeh, my Avid Le. Why does it say Hazeh if he does not darshan Zereshava? Fraktigamura Le Mutalayla Achrudas. It's telling you this night to exclude the next night. I might have thought that Pesachim are kachim kala, and Shlomim kachim kala, and so are Shlomim. Ma Shlomim nechal mishne yamim v'layla echad. The korban Shlomim can be eaten for 2 days and one night, so it can be eaten. You shech the korban Shlomim that day that is shech, that can be eaten the following night and the entire next day. So I might have thought, Af Pesach Nechal Shtei Leilas, correspondingly, I might have thought, it's 2 nights, B'malkam Beis Yomim. And I might have thought, V'hei Nechal L'Beis Leilas V'yayim Echad. I might have thought it's eaten the first night, the entire next day, and the following night. Kemash Melan, B'layla Hazeh. No, only the first night, the Korban Pesach, can be only eaten that one night, as opposed to other korbanos that can be eaten for a day and a night, as opposed to Shlomim Kochim Kal, 2 days and a night, the Korban Pesach, only that one night. Balayla Zehu Necha Veinu Necha Balayla Acher. That's why it says Hazeh, but not for the Gzeirah Shava to tell you that it's only until Chatzais. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he says, you don't need that. I know that anyway, because it says, Meloy Seisiro Ad Boiker Nafke, it says, do not leave over the Korban Pesach until the morning, so I know it cannot be eaten beyond the morning. Rabbi Akiva says, no, that's not sufficient. I might have thought, don't leave it over till the second morning. I still might have thought that it's eaten for 2 nights and a day, similar to the Korban Shlomim, that it has a longer period of time. So therefore, I need Hazeh, because otherwise I would have thought, like Sisir Me Biker's Biker Shani. But Rabbi Elazar Amarlach, no, Kol Biker, Biker Rishon. Every time when it says in the title Biker, it doesn't mean the morning, it means the first morning. So I don't need Hazeh for that purpose. I know I can't leave it over beyond the first morning. Hazeh is teaching me the Gzeres Shava that it has to be eaten until Chatzos and not until Elis HaShachar. The Hani Tanoi, this machlokes that we just had, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, is like the following machlokes Tanoim. The Sanya Sham Tizbach Hesa Pesach. It says there you should be Sheshech the Korban Pesach Be'erev. So we're going to identify three distinct time periods: Be'erev, Kivoya Shemesh, Moyet Seis Chamim Mitzrayim. So it means the evening, in nighttime, and when you leave Mitzrayim, which is the following morning. So Rabbi Eliezer says, "Va'erev ata zayveach, you shecht it in the afternoon. Okay, va'yashemesh ata oichol, and eat the korban pesach at night time. U'moyed says chamitzrayim ata zayev, and in the morning you burn it. Meaning, it's only eaten until chatzos. It's not eaten until morning. The morning period of time is when it's nicer. If it's left over, that's when it's burned. Rabbi Yeshua oimer be'erev ata zayveach, he agrees, course, that it's shechted in the afternoon and you dalet. Kivaya shemesh ata oichol, you eat it at nighttime. Vad masai ata oichol, what's the duration of time that it can be eaten? Vahoylech ad moyet seis chom Mitzrayim, till the time that you left Mitzrayim, which means till the morning, the Korban Pesach can be eaten the entire night. So he holds like Rabbi Akiva. Amir Rav Abba, kol moedim kishen niglu Yisrael Mitzrayim lo niglu be'erev. When the Geula came, when they were given permission to leave Mitzrayim, everyone agrees that was at the evening. So at the night time, that's when they were given permission to leave Mitzrayim. So everyone agrees that's when the permission was given, at the night of the Tesvav, the beginning of the night. They left Mitzrayim the following morning. Alman nechleku, what's the machlekes hashas chiposin? That the Korban Pesach is eaten bechiposin, in haste. So what haste? Whose haste? It can be eaten until the time when they were rushing. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah saw my chiposin the Mitzrayim. He holds that it's the chiposin of the Mitzrim. The Mitzrim were rushing to chase Bnei Israel out. They were rushing to tell them to leave. And that was until that was by Chatzos, that was when the Makkah was, and Bechiris, that's when the Mitzrayim were rushing. For when Bnei Yisrael were rushing, were in haste, that was in the following morning when they were leaving Mitzrayim, they were leaving in haste. So he holds that the Korban Pesach can be eaten the entire night until the morning. Tanya Namahachi, Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim at the night time. They didn't leave at night. So what does it mean by night? What does it say that at night that he took you out of the beginning of the permission to leave was at the night time.